This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHD, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Yes, indeed. We are glad you're here today, monitoring, following very, very close the Pennsylvania Senate primary. Too close to call between Oz and McCormick, razor thin. We will see what comes of this, if anything comes of this show right now. But with 95% of the vote in, Dr. Oz, 31.3%. Dave McCormick, 30. The numbers just went by me on the screen, but within less than 0.1%. Very, very close. John Hoyt's going to be here in a moment. John is, of course, with the FOP Lodge 5. Captain Hoyt, our buddy. We're going to talk about a very great event coming up for the FOP and the cops. But first, let's get over to Dawn and check in on this busy post-election morning. Good morning, Dawn.
Yes, and it is a busy day as the Pennsylvania Senate GOP primary is too close to call, as you've been hearing. But I want to get to other news of the day, and we are sponsored by American Heritage Credit Union. So the FDA authorizing COVID booster shots for children ages 5 to 11. This comes as cases, we're told, are again surging, especially in our region in the Northeast. So it's reported this morning cases are up 60% across the United States and especially in our region. And they say because home testing is so widespread, it's now estimated that actual number of COVID cases is five times higher than the official count. So this is what they're calling the spring surge, and it's moved into high gear across our region over the past 2 weeks. A 60% increase in COVID cases, with New Jersey up 66%. Delaware has a 131% jump in these COVID infections. So I don't have reports of hospitalizations, but I'm reporting this because I'm seeing it this morning. And with New Jersey late yesterday saying that they were recommending masks in more school districts across New Jersey. We always want to watch this kind of reporting. For sure. We're talking this morning about pain at the pump as well, with Philadelphia gas stations setting prices at a minimum average of $5.24 per gallon. So this is a huge spike that everybody's talking about, pain at the pump this morning in Philadelphia. And so as we look at the news of the day, there are still many questions surrounding this tragedy with sand collapsing at the beach in Toms River in Ocean City, New Jersey, with investigators still on the scene. This is still being looked into. A 17-year-old sister survived. Her 18-year-old brother, as this family was visiting family here, but the family was from out of town. Their 18-year-old son, Levy, actually perished. And the emergency crews, despite a frantic and valiant effort to dig him out when that sand collapsed on the beach, they could not save his life. And so that is causing a lot of shock and has gone viral, that one as well. We continue to follow. American Heritage Credit Union, first-time homebuyers, trusted partner, American Heritage Credit Union, earn up to a $500 lender credit, receive first-class attention from one of their realtors. Visit AmericanHeritageCU.org/5th for details. Loans subject to credit approval, insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 433-838. And your NBC 10 First Alert forecast, sponsored by United Tire. 75 beautiful degrees today with a lot of bright sunshine. But get ready for the big change. Rain and heavy rain overnight into tomorrow morning. But By lunchtime tomorrow, we are supposed to be cleared out with the sun coming out, and we're in the 80s tomorrow. April showers bring May flowers. Memorial Day sales this month. United Tire offering rebates up to $200 when you purchase a set of four tires from select brands. Don't forget, they're matching donations dollar for dollar to help Ukrainian refugees. Remember, don't drive alone, drive united. This is the Ole Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. 855-839-1210. The Senate race right now, we're watching it. It's still extremely close. It's razor thin between Oz and McCormick. We'll continue to follow that all morning, obviously. But I want to turn to my buddy, John Hoyt. He is a captain with Philadelphia Police Department and, of course, with FOP Lodge 5, our great friends over there at Lodge 5. And how are you, Captain? Good morning.
Good morning, Rich. Good morning, everyone. I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's good to have you back. We haven't spoken in a while. I know you were in Washington, D.C. recently. What were you doing there?
Correct. Yeah. So busy times as always at the FOP. We were in Washington, D.C. for Police Week. We went down Thursday and came back Sunday honoring all the fallen heroes of the nation. We do this annually. There's several different events, but I think we honored 563 fallen police officers this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a great week. It's weird. It's a tale of two tales. It's somber and sad, and you see the faces of the fallen, and you meet their survivors. But it's also the camaraderie and the fellowship of law enforcement that kind of rises your back up from the sad moments. So it's quite a week.
It is quite a week, and it's a very, very difficult time to be a police officer. Morale is low. We're dealing with shortages everywhere right now. Recruitment's very, very difficult. And obviously, you know, to have that camaraderie and to express that and to be able to help the families also who are dealing with the pain of losing one of their loved ones, really important. So I'm grateful that you went, you know, and for Police Week and you did that. I think it's really important to do. So thank you for doing that.
No, it's my pleasure. And, you know, I come back every year just touched by all of it and the sacrifices that so many families have made. The officers, you know, they make the sacrifices, but the families that are left are just tremendous sacrifice and couldn't be more impressed with who they are as people.
Now, we have an event coming up at FOP Lodge 5. Things are back again. We're rolling. We're doing some things. So what do we got coming up?
So we're back in full swing. Our big event that we do every May to honor all the police officers is our Survivors Benefit. This is the 25th annual Survivors Benefit. So we've been doing this for a while. It gets bigger and bigger every year. It's an absolute great time. It's going to be from 3 to 7 p.m. at the FOP. We're going to have music, raffles. We always have gift baskets and gift raffles, but this year seems to be just above and beyond the best year for that. There's so many great prizes to win. Trips, autographed jerseys, you name it, we have it up for raffle or silent auction. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to raise a lot of money for the people who deserve it more than anyone.
Yeah, it's a blast, right? It's outside. You got music. You got great camaraderie. I mean, all that stuff's going to happen this weekend.
Music, food, drinks, you name it. We recommend for people that are coming, you know, Uber and Lyft have been nice enough to strike a deal with us. There's a discount. So take Uber, take Lyft. One less thing you have to worry about and get home safe. But, yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be an absolute party. And, again, the Survivors Fund, what's more important than that?
Right. And this is a great fund that goes directly to the families of the fallen and helps out with all their expenses and needs. And you guys do tremendous work with that. And you know, there's nothing scarier than the family knowing that they've lost their mom, they lost their dad, and those expenses and being able to step up and scholarships and everything else that the FOP Lodge 5 Survivors Fund does. It's awesome. So it's the 25th annual Survivors Benefit. It's this Saturday, 3 to 7 p.m. It's at the lodge up in the Great Northeast. It's an awesome lodge. Music, drinks, food, great food. I don't know. I heard a rumor you guys like to drink. I that may be a rumor. I don't know if that's true. If anyone can confirm that, I don't know.
I can neither confirm nor deny, Rich, as you know that. But, you know, I want to tell this story that happened a few months ago in the wintertime. In 1970, we had an officer Harry Jones was shot and killed interrupting a bar robbery. He and his partner responded to a report of a robbery. He went in the front door and was shot and killed. 2 months ago, his daughter called and I'd never spoken to her. And she just wanted the name of a reputable heating company because her mother, the officer's widow, was still alive and her heat broke. And I said, I just got the story. I said, what's the address? I said, we'll have it fixed by the morning. And she was so taken aback. And that's what the Survivors Fund is all about. 1970, we're still with that family.
That's amazing, John. That's absolutely amazing and inspiring, too. And that's why the generosity of helping out matters so much to these families and continues to really be so incredibly important. How much are tickets and where can people get them?
Tickets are $40. You can get them at the door when you arrive. We have them on sale at the FOP all week. We're open 8 to 4. So stop by or just get them when you show up and I'll see you there.
And this is great. It's open to the public. You can go for a little bit. You can go make a contribution. You can spend the whole day there hanging out, meeting like-minded people, just saying thank you to the cops and the families and everybody. It's a fun event. I can't stress this enough. It's probably the single best outdoor party in Philadelphia, I think.
I agree with you. And it'd be great. I mean, the more people we get from the public would be the better it is, right? More chance to engage and get to know each other. And then I'll tell you what, the support means everything to cops these days.
It really does. And that's what I mean. Morale is low. It's a tough time. And departments out there are struggling. There's Philadelphia. I mean, we've got a recruitment problem in the city. So we got to make sure that the cops understand we appreciate you and we thank you for your service. We don't do enough of that. We don't do enough to say thank you to that. It's really important to do.
Yeah, recruitment's a real challenge. And it's not just a Philadelphia police thing. It's nationwide. There was just a career fair with over 100 law enforcement agencies in town. Everybody's struggling. And this is a result I think a lot of us saw coming. I know you and I talked about it. This is a result of bad policy and poor leadership. But we'll turn it around. I'm positive. I'm still proud to be a Philadelphia police officer, and we're going to turn this around.
Well, you certainly will, Captain, no doubt. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Saturday, May 21st, 3 to 7 p.m. And I just want to give the address. It's 11630 Caroline Road in the Northeast in Philadelphia. Tickets available at the FOP front desk. Uber and Lyft, strongly recommended, all right? They got to be safe. You got to be smart, but it's going to be fun. Music, drinks, food. And we'll remember our fallen heroes from Philadelphia. And cops from the whole region are strongly encouraged to come and hang with their Philadelphia brothers and sisters. Am I right?
Absolutely. And they do every year. So in some of them, it's the only time I see them all year. It's nice. But we'll get representation, Bucks, Montgomery, Delco. We get to see everybody.
Yeah, and it's a great time. You don't have to be a cop to come. You could just be a member of the public. It's better. It's better even if you just show up and you say, hey, how you doing? I'm John, my wife Susie, and we support law enforcement. We wanted to come out today and help out with this incredible cause and get some great food and get some drinks. $40, Saturday, May 21st, 3 to 7 p.m. Captain John Hoyt, FOP Lodge 5. Give my best to everybody over there, buddy. It's great work you guys do, and I salute each and every one of you. And, I say thank you, and we all say thank you. The whole Zeoli Army stands with the Philadelphia Police Department and the FOP Lodge 5. So thank you so much for everything you do for us, buddy.
Rich, thank you, and thank everyone out there. I really appreciate it.
All right, John, thanks. No sounder? Nothing?
This is the award-winning top rated.
I never
Rich
know
Zeoli
if we
show.
Do the sounder or not. The consistency is all over the
that
place.
That was a homemade
it?
One.
The consistency is all over the place.
Yeah, sometimes okay. we do a okay. sounder, sometimes cool. we don't. I can't, right. I don't know.
Oh.
But the nice thing about doing a sounder is I can take a drink, you know what I mean? I can go, take a sip of water or something.
We have a
take a sip of water. It doesn't matter.
Can you do the sounder anyway?
We have breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
New Jersey issues a state of emergency over baby formula, the shortage.
Oh, the king. Is
yes.
the king going to make the peasants,
yes.
have the peasants make the formula?
He wants the king, Governor Phil Murphy wants to prevent price gouging. So he's declaring a state of emergency.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, I don't know. We have to play trumpets and find out. I don't know.
All right. Well, is there any audio of the king making his royal decree?
I have to find it.
Let me go on his Twitter page and see. He might. Sometimes he...
It's an executive order. Prevents retailers.
Oh, he loves his executive orders, doesn't he?
Yep.
Today I'm signing an executive order. Peasants! Today I'm signing an executive order declaring a state of emergency to address the national baby formula shortage. We will do everything in our power to ensure New Jersey families have access to the formula they need. For guidance from the New Jersey Department of Health for families impacted by the baby formula shortage, please visit nj.gov/baby formula. These people, these bureaucrats love their dumb websites, don't they? Please visit NJWIC. This is it. Ready? Here, this is easy to remember. WIC.nj.gov/participant portal, if you're eligible for that, or www.state.nj.us/health/FHS/WIC/participants/find-WIC-store. Got that? That's real easy for a bumper sticker, isn't it? There you go. Nice and easy.
Bumpers.
New Jersey, we're with you. I'm going to let you suck on my man teat, New Jersey. All right. We have another story, by the way. This is a good one. You know, it's very rare that I actually can say that something bipartisan is actually a good thing, but this is actually a good thing in New Jersey, by the way. New Jersey cops write 100,000 license plate frame tickets a year. I didn't even realize this was a thing. But the legislature is saying enough is enough. New Jersey drivers who bolt a frame around their vehicle's license plate to profess their allegiance to a sports team, a pet, something else, free advertising for a car dealer, are technically subject to being ticketed for that. And it's the state of New Jersey wrote 501,699 summonses for this in the last 5 years, license plate violations. And this is ridiculous because the license plates are not covered up by these things. It maybe covers up Garden State, you know, at the bottom of it, but it doesn't conceal the number, the license plate number and the state itself. And this has been an issue where the New Jersey State Supreme Court actually ordered the state essentially to be more clear about this because they said if Garden State, New Jersey, or some other phrase is covered to the point that the phrase cannot be identified or the plate numbers can't be read, then the law should apply. But if those phrases were partly covered, yet still recognizable, then there'd be no violation. So now there's a bipartisan bill between the state Senate and the Assembly that will now provide greater clarity and make it more difficult to write a summons for this, which is good because, again, this is different from Philadelphia where you cannot stop somebody whose license plate is concealed. That's ridiculous. But at the same time, if a little bit of New Jersey, the Garden State at the bottom is covered up by my Cherry Hill Volvo license plate plaque, you know what I mean? I shouldn't get a ticket for that. That's ridiculous. And these fines are not cheap. And the towns tell their cops to go write summonses for this stuff because they want the fazools, you know what I mean? They want the bennies. So that looks like a bill that's going to probably pass unanimously in the legislature. That's very, very good. Nice and clarity right there. All right. Everybody good?
We're good.
Everybody's morale good?
Yes, sir.
855-839-1210. Two kids hospitalized due to baby formula shortage. This is the headline in Fox News right now. It's ridiculous. It is a travesty what's happening in this country right now. It really is. This is a failure. This administration fails at everything. And this is outrageous what's happening right now. And this is Joe Biden's fault because it's his FDA. It's his FDA. Don't blame Abbott. Blame the FDA. If the government is going to shut down a baby formula manufacturer and take 5 months, and the only reason why they're restarting production, the FDA is allowing them, is because of public outrage. That's it. This is government incompetence. Okay, Grand Hotel, Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be there Friday morning, May 27th. Come and watch the sunrise with us, overlooking the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. I can't wait. The Grand is my favorite hotel on the Jersey Shore for a reason. Cape May is a great town, and rooms are booking fast for the season. You don't want to wait. The Grand offers a variety of gorgeous guest rooms, suites, and townhouses. Townhouses are great. Way better than getting a shore house because you have the amenities of a townhouse. You can cook dinner and everything like that, but you have all the amenities of a full-service resort, with a restaurant on site, an indoor heated pool if it rains, arcade for the kids. The weather's bad, you don't have to leave. They also have a beautiful, big, massive outdoor pool. Beachfront service, they'll bring, set up your beachfront chairs, bring your lunch out to the beach. And the Grand gives you money back. That's right. 3, 5, and 7 night packages are available. You stay 3 nights, you get $50 a night in Grand money. Stay 5 nights, get $60 a night in Grand money. Stay 7 nights, get $70 a night in Grand money. Use your credits the way you want to use them. Food and beverage purchases in Hemingway's restaurant, outdoor pool bar, beach concession, gift shop. You can get pier passes to go take the kids to Maury's Piers for the day in Wildwood. You can take the kids on a whale watching adventure, whatever you want to do. Make lifetime memories with 4 ballrooms there, corporate events, baby showers, bridal showers, beachfront weddings, fairy tale weddings that'll be unbelievable and unforgettable. Just call my girls Kellyanne and Caitlin today. They will take great care of you. Book online today at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. The Grand is a beautiful full-service resort. Family-friendly, also great for those weekend romantic getaways as well. And these midweek packages where they give you money to spend on site is a no-brainer for the summer. But book today before they are completely sold out. And come join us on Friday, May 27th, 6 to 10 a.m. for our live broadcast as we kick off Memorial Day weekend at the Grand Hotel, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on the Rich Zioli Show, WPHT.
Don't you want to know why Trotta gave you his files?
I told you why already.
He has to. By law, you're entitled. It's called disclosure, you dickhead. He has to show you everything, otherwise it could be a mistrial. He has to give you a list of all his witnesses. You can talk to all his witnesses. He's not allowed any surprises.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, Millennial, tell them what their win.
The 12th caller today will win a $25 Rita's Italian Ice gift card. Escape to the tropics. Head to Rita's and try the new Tropical Paradise Ice at your participating Rita's.
Look at you. You nailed it. Well done.
Thank you.
How long were you practicing? Did you pre-record
once,
that?
Once.
Is that pre-recorded?
No. I did Come it on. At 9:18.
All right. 855-839-1210. Good luck, caller number 12.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Rich Zioli Show on your schedule. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
You know, it's so bad out there getting workers right now that two towns in rural Pennsylvania are actually giving remote workers free housing for a month in the hopes they'll stay longer. That's right. Then it's amazing to me. There is still such an issue of getting employees everywhere. I was overhearing some people talking about this the other day, and they were saying something to the effect of, we were at a restaurant, tiny little restaurant in South Jersey, and the woman said, we don't seat all our tables now. We can't. We can't. Literally, it's a busy Friday night, and they cannot seat every table in the restaurant because they don't have enough people. And so I was overhearing the conversation. The woman says, I don't understand. Unemployment, this whole thing ended months ago. What's happening? Well, the problem, though, is that people don't understand is that the government gave out so much money, people are still kind of sitting on it. There isn't this real need to get back to work, and there's still benefits available if you are not comfortable going back to work because of COVID or something like this. It's a real issue. So several towns in Pennsylvania right now are actually offering free housing, and they're giving workers $10,000 to relocate there for 1 year. In Pennsylvania, the 5 applicants chosen for each town will get free housing. They'll be there. They're mostly bed and breakfast starting in July. The remote workers will also get digital gift cards that can be used at certain businesses in the Wilds region. Recipients will be encouraged to volunteer locally. Yeah, there's a problem. We're still having a problem. I mean, the Jersey Shore, they're expecting right now they're going to have one of the most amazing summers ever. There's so much pent-up demand. But again, a lot of places are warning that they're not going to have the staff. Dawn, have you spoken to Mike?
No.
Has he said anything?
You know what? We got to get Mike Monachetti on. Because I haven't, I didn't see him at the last.
Do me a favor. Get Mike Monachetti on the show for me, huh?
All right. You don't want him today, so.
No, we'll get him tomorrow.
Okay. I will do that. Yes, sir.
No, it's your show. Whenever you want him on your
show.
Stop. Sean Hannity has declared this is the Dawn show. And I agree. And I can't wait for my show to start at 10 a.m. this morning. Stop.
He thought it was Dawn as in daybreak, I'm sure. That's what it was.
Now, I got a great show for you today, the Dawn Show, starting every morning at 5:30. Dick Morris will be here and Carl Rove.
Look at his toes.
Actually, we should get Jimmy to record something for us. Ooh. Jimmy does a great Sean Hannity impression.
That would be so funny.
Maybe we could have him do a teaser for the Dawn Show
that would
from
be
5:30 to 10 on Talk Radio.
That would be 10.
I like it. And now we'll go to Zioli for news. No, listen, no, I get him on. I'm just curious about that. I'm curious if, because last year Mike had to take out a billboard, Mike Seafood.
Yes.
On the Jersey Shore. And he had to take out a billboard because he couldn't find enough employees.
I know.
Crazy.
It's, you know, they're begging, they were saying, can Michael and David come? You know, they're telling everybody in the family, like, because that's what they had to do. They got a lot of family to even go down and help out because everybody's so desperate.
Yeah.
You cannot hire people.
Greg, can you make a toilet flushing sound on the air?
Sure, why?
You remember when it was the show All in the Family, I believe it was, that had the toilet flush? Was it that show?
It was, yeah. It was the first toilet flush on national television.
Caused a major backlash among people who felt it was inappropriate.
Really?
Boy, how times have changed.
Yeah.
And then we had the Supreme Court toilet flush heard around the world. Remember that? During COVID?
Oh, yes.
Right?
You're right. Yeah. Well, during COVID, we had a lot of people flushing on the Zoom. They didn't realize their mic wasn't muted, you know?
Well, that's
and then,
the
of
least...
course, you also had people tubing it during just Jeff Tubin.
Ew.
Aqua Pennsylvania's rate hike, the price per flush, will go up 50% starting tomorrow. A 500,000 Aqua Pennsylvania water and wastewater customers are about to experience the impact of rising infrastructure costs. There you go.
Why do you air this story?
Rates for 44.
This is fake news. You need to flush.
440,000 Aqua Water customers are set to go up 10% this week. Your flush is going to get more expensive. So my advice is, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let
it mellow.
This is
fake news. Please, no.
You know, the state of California used to say that during the drought? That used to be a thing. They used to spend money advertising. Let's see if anybody in the Zioli Army can get me one of those old commercials on YouTube. They used to say that. They used to say that if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow. Well, we're back to that now because we can't afford to flush in the current economy under this in Biden's America.
What if
it's too expensive to flush?
What if you take some vitamins and the color of your is different? You
know, doesn't matter. As long as it's a liquid form, you let it mellow. Most Aqua residential customers using 4,000 gallons a month currently pay $69.35 for water. And $55.51 for wastewater. And that is going to go up about a 12.6% overall increase. There you go.
It's disgusting.
Good luck.
Viruses and bacterial viruses and all that, they can go airborne in your urine.
Well, I'm just saying, go outside. It's free.
Pamela
is in Wrightstown. Pamela, what is the movie today?
Good morning, Ridge. Today, it's My Cousin Vinny.
Is that not one of the best movies ever?
Oh, it's awesome. When she goes through the whole style of the car, it just gives girl power. I love it. You know, Ridge, I've called in so many times, and we love your show. My children and I wake up each morning, get breakfast and lunch made for school, and your show is always on. We are so happy that you are in the mornings with us, and we love it. But by the way, following a toilet bowl story to talk to you is... not the best way to meet you, but thanks.
Pamela, I'm sorry about that. I have to go where the news is. But I'm honored, and thank you. I appreciate that, and thank your kids, and we appreciate it. How old are your kids?
I have a soon-to-be 13-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Wow, and they listen. That is awesome. I'm so glad to hear
that. They love your
show.
We crack up all the time.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, thank you, Pamela. Congrats on winning. Take the kids to Rita's and have some fun.
I sure will. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. 855-839-1210. All right. Listen, May is a big month. A lot of anniversaries. Many other wonderful reasons to visit the great Lee Pavorsky of LL Pavorsky Jewelers. He is the jeweler for so many of you. For me, Mama Zioli, Papa Zioli got her a beautiful necklace for their 50th anniversary. Lee delivers an amazing and personal experience every time. So if your anniversary is coming up, reach out to Lee. You can go in person. He's got a beautiful office right on Walnut Street. He's been there for 34 years, 707 Walnut Street. You get a personalized shopping experience. You're going to get the piece that's literally going to take her breath away. Book online at llpavorsky.com or call and talk to Lee directly. He's one of you. He's part of us. He's a tremendous friend, a great friend of the show. My wife and I have dinner with Lee and his wife, Karen, and you're going to love the jewelry. You know, you go to the mall and they have these big box jewelry stores. Just avoid all that. You want to go to a place that's going to have it custom for you, beautiful and really stand out. And that's what Lee is all about. And he has an exclusive Zioli Army collection right there on llpavorsky.com. The Zioli collection, I should say. The Zioli collection. Diamond studs, necklaces, bracelets, and more. Every purchase beautifully boxed, wrapped, and complimentary shipped to your door for presentation. He also provides a private, no-obligation appointment in his gorgeous store, as I mentioned. So get the Zioli collection right there at llpavorsky.com. Your destination for beautiful jewelry. Guys, you're going to pop the question. Want to say thank you to your wife, maybe for just being who she is, her birthday, anniversary. Make it special. I'm telling you, the bling, baby, the bling. I got Bridget these beautiful diamond earrings for Christmas. She wears them every time we go out, and I love the sparkle on them. They're these inside-outside diamond earrings. They're just gorgeous. Lee has the most beautiful, creative, custom jewelry you're going to find. LLPavorsky.com. Take her breath away. LLPavorsky.com.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It is the day after Election Day. We are watching Too Close to Call between Oz and McCormick right now. There'll be a recount. About 1,500 votes separate them right now, and that's where things stand. Doug Mastriano, the decisive winner last night for the Republican nomination for governor of Pennsylvania. There you go. A couple things, too, I wanted to mention. Yesterday, the House had a hearing on unidentified flying objects. According to a Daily Mail story, Army veterans recount how they were told to stay quiet after close encounter with alien craft. Three former cavalrymen revealed their encounter with a UFO at a Middle East U.S. military base in 2014 and complained they had no official way to report the strange sighting. They said they saw eight bright objects hovering and zipping across the sky at incredible speeds from a desert outpost in Sinai on the Egyptian border around December of 2014. Elon Musk actually spoke out about this. He does not believe, I think, is basically what he was saying. And we have the audio of this, but I don't know. You want to do it now? You want to do it in the cut sheet?
No, let's do it now.
This is what Elon Musk said regarding his thoughts. Remember, SpaceX is his whole thing. So
I think that a future where we are a space-faring civilization is one that we can all get excited about. And we can go out there and find out what's out there in the universe and what's the meaning of life and, you know, where are the aliens, and hopefully they're friendly and that kind of thing. You know, it's interesting. I do get asked about the aliens question a lot, and I've not seen any evidence of aliens. And I'll be the first to, you know, tweet about it or whatever if I see some.
I mean, you'll tell us if you find them.
I will tell you. I will definitely tell you if there's aliens. I think it'd be quite helpful for, you know, like if we found aliens. Like, probably SpaceX would get a ton more revenue because people are like, oh, man, aliens, we've got to upgrade our space technology pronto.
Yeah, and the question really is, too, you know, are these aliens or is this China and Russia with the advanced technology that we are so far behind in? That, to me, is the biggest part of this and why it's so critical we get answers on this. The Dawn Show is up next. The official Dawn Show is up next. What is coming up on the official Dawn Show?
So we will update, of course, all the latest numbers and the latest information, especially when we look at Lancaster County and what's up with the mail-in ballots as they count those, because there's that discrepancy of something like 50,000. We don't think there are that many because some people just didn't send them in. But we'll follow up on all the latest, obviously. But we do have at 11 o'clock, we have Chris Jacobs. He's the founder and CEO of Juniper Research Group. And we'll talk about, you know, the case against single payer. So he's really going to explain to us, with the R word coming up, recession, economy, these high gas prices, what the government has suggested to stabilize the economy could mean larger tax increases and benefit reductions, especially for retirees, especially for things like Medicare and Social Security. And so we want to look at that Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and Obamacare. So it could cost us in different ways and could begin, you know, sooner than we think. So we'll take a deep dive and get his analysis into that, what it means to us moving forward. That's all coming up.
Excellent. And of course, Dawn will be watching the latest. I don't see any difference in the count. They're still separated by about 1,500 votes. So
yeah, you're right.
Doesn't seem like much has changed, at least since we got on the air this morning. All right. We got more audio to do. But before we get to it, I just want to remind you, tomorrow night, Parks Casino will be there for comedy night. Dawn will be there. I'll be there. Joe Conklin got a great headliner. Lots of laughs. $20. You get your ticket. Include your first drink free. And laughs. And camaraderie and friendship at Parks Casino. Club 360. It's a lot of fun. 8 o'clock is the show. Tomorrow night, Thursday night. Always a great excuse to get out on a Thursday night. You get your tickets by going to parkscasino.com. You'll see the events tab. Click it. Look for Joe Conklin's comedy night for May 19th. He also has one coming up in June, but this is for May 19th. Click it. Get your ticket now. It's going to sell out. Always does. And we'll see you tomorrow night. It'll be a lot of fun. And then, of course, our Jack Carr event next week, May 25th. $34 gets you a signed copy of the book, a chance to see Jack in person. We'll have a great conversation with him. We're doing that in partnership with the Doylestown Bookshop. So go to doylestownbookshop.com/events. Get your ticket now. That's going to sell out as well. That'll be at Delaware Valley University.
Can I just say I had a conversation with Christy from the Doylestown Book Company yesterday. She is thrilled with the response we are getting for this event. There are still a few tickets left. So if you haven't done it yet, do it now because it's selling really, really, really fast.
All right. Excellent stuff. Good stuff. Well, please do that. Don't miss out. All right. We got more audio to get to. Let's do it.
What's on the cut sheet?
Part two.
I think an alien made that. I mentioned that yesterday, and I'm convinced even more so today.
What's on the cut sheet part two? Sponsored by Hint Water. Hint is pure water infused with surprisingly true fruit flavors, including watermelon, blackberry, and cherry. No sugar, no sweeteners, no calories. Available in your local grocery store or at drinkhint.com. Drinkhint.com. Hint, water with a touch of true fruit flavor. Rich, what is going on in schools these days? A Las Vegas area mom, I got this from Libs at TikTok, so this is a stunning piece of audio. A Las Vegas area mom had her microphone cut off during her public comments at a recent school board meeting when she tried to read from a graphic assignment she says her 15-year-old child was given in class. This is from the Clark County School Board meeting in Las Vegas, or outside of Las Vegas, I guess, Nevada. She gets up to the microphone. She reads from an assignment that her 15-year-old daughter claims that her teacher said that she had to act out and memorize. We had to beep it because, but the word that we had to beep is the D word for a male genitalia. Yeah?
No, I'm waiting. Okay. Well, we're waiting.
I just wanted to, because, you know, we're bound by the FCC, I just wanted to make sure people knew what we were beeping out.
Gotcha.
I'm going to read you an assignment given to my 15-year-old daughter at a local high school. This will be horrifying for me to read to you, but that will give you perspective on how she must have felt when her teacher required her to memorize this and to act it out in front of her entire class. I don't love you. It's not you. It's just, I don't like your or any in that case. I cheated, Joe.
And this is when they cut her microphone.
I'm sorry.
They literally cut her microphone.
Forgive me. Excuse me. I don't. Thank you so much for your. Thank you for your comment. Forgive me. We're not using profanity. Are you? Okay.
They keep cutting my
The teacher required my daughter to read, memorize this and read this pornographic material.
Excuse me, please don't engage with the audience.
It's unbelievable.
Sorry, so it's my please continue your public comment. Your time is, you've got 1 minute and 19 seconds. I ask you simply, this is a public meeting. I ask for decorum, and I'm asking Dr. Jara. Thank you so much, Dr. Jara.
If you don't want me to read it to you, what was that like for my 15-year-old daughter to have to memorize pornographic material and memorize it and portray?
Exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, you don't even want her reading what you're assigning the kids to read. Hello?
What classes are these? Like, what?
This is what's happening. I'm telling you, this is why parents are all fired up.
It's abuse.
This is why parents are all fired up.
Well, according to the ladies of The View, parents like that are just the same, are exactly the same as the Buffalo shooter.
The Buffalo shooter.
Yes, you heard that right.
So we've got Deadspin comparing people that root for people at NBA games who are white, who root for black athletes as the same as a Buffalo shooter. Now we've got The View doing it as well for parents who engage at school board meetings. Is that right?
I wouldn't have a problem with that, with not talking about Tucker Carlson, if we talked about race in our schools, if we talked about race within our families. Because getting back to what happened in Buffalo, you've got an 18-year-old kid who drives 200 miles to kill black people with a single vision to kill black people. And now we have parents storming school boards and saying, we don't want to talk about race relations. Yeah. We don't want to talk about anti-racism. Well, what are you teaching your kids at home then? What's going on in your home? What are you talking about in your home? So obviously, CRT was never the problem. It's WRT. It's white replacement theory is the problem. So if you don't want your kids to feel like oppressors, or you don't want your kids to feel bad, what are you teaching them? If you're not teaching them the right things, if you're not talking about racism, if you're not talking about the systemic problems that are happening, let us teach them about it. Because I have to teach my kids that when they go shopping at a top supermarket, they may get murdered just because of the color of their skin. So you need to teach your kids about what's happening.
That's right.
That's right. There's Joy Behar. That's right. Wow. Amazing. By the way, the tax filings of the co-founder of Black Lives Matter, she paid her relatives $1.2 million. This is the woman who has the big house.
Yeah.
The private jet.
Mm-hmm.
The L.A. mansion we've talked about.
Yep. Interesting.
Maybe The View will get to do a deep dive on her finances today.
No.
See how many donors that she's ripping off, right?
CNN's Malika Henderson talking about this horrific incident. I digress. This horrific incident that happened in Buffalo. She's basically saying that white Americans need to come to terms with our racism.
The kind of racism that has coursed through this country for decades and hasn't been denounced enough, hasn't been rooted out enough. You know, oftentimes it is African Americans who talk about racism. It is really a white cultural problem that white Americans have to come to terms with. Why is it that African Americans and brown and black people more generally are seen as the other, are demonized so easily in a lot of our politics? You know, we sort of talk about white supremacy, but it's also the ways in which people talk about folks coming across the border, the demonization that goes around about those folks, that somehow they also are a threat to Americans.
You know, I'm just so tired of being lumped in like this, but it's an agenda. They have an agenda to serve, and, you know, there you go. So some whack job, I'm guilty for what that guy does, what that lunatic does, this evil bastard. I'm guilty for it.
You are.
Ridiculous.
You are.
Ridiculous. And by the way, it's amazing to me how many people now are coming out and wanting bans on speech. And they use these things, these events, they take them, they're horrific, and then they use them to push an agenda. And this used to be the thing in the 80s with heavy metal music. And remember this?
Yep.
Heavy metal music in movies.
Yep.
And then in the 90s, too. Now it's thought. It's ideas. It's positions on immigration, positions on culture and these sort of things. These are the things that have to be banned now. The parental advisories now on content by critical thinkers versus the heavy metal music of the 1980s.
President Biden spoke yesterday in Buffalo. The one takeaway I had from this, I'm not going to get into his speech and the politics of it. I just thought this was funny. When you're quoting your grandfather, quote him correctly, right? I mean, he has the speech in front of him.
To the families, my grandpa used to say when I walked out of his home in Scranton, he'd say, "Joey, spread the faith." And my grandma would yell, "No, Joey." I mean, he'd say, "Keep the faith." And my grandma would say, "No, Joey, spread the faith."
Boy, you really nailed that story. Nailed it. Was this when he lived in Scranton till he was 8 or 6 or whatever the hell he lived there? Hey, Joey, I'll tell you one thing, Joey. Hey, Joey, spread the faith. Keep the faith.
Spread the wealth.
Spread the wealth. Spread it around. Keep the wealth. Nope, spread the wealth. Daddy always said to me, Joey, listen, stitching time saves.
No, that's not. That's not.
Saves the kittens. Got 9 lives there.
No, that's not saves the kittens.
You say to me, Joey, early to bed, early to the buffet. You get the first mashed potatoes. The good time back. We didn't have potatoes back then. There was a potato. I was a potato farmer back then, and I in Ireland, and I had to go there, and I was true story. No joke. It was no joke.
I like this bit. Joe Biden messing up.
Joe beans. Biden messing up cliches.
Yeah. The burn the hand is.
Yeah. They say to me, Joey, early to bed, early to rise keeps a man.
Spread
with an alarm clock. I worked at a clock shop one time. True story. No joke. I was an apprentice for Geppetto. Watchmaker, Italy. There, no joke. You know, back in my day, you'd hang out with clan members and have breakfast with them and whatnot. But you know, you just have breakfast. You disagree with them about things. No, I did a lot. I had a laundromat for them. I used to wash their sheet. Joey, don't put bleach on colored shirts. He'd tell me my dad one time. True story.
Just
tangents, rant, yeah. Like all over the place, and you never know where he's going.
Climate czar John Kerry. We haven't heard from him in a while. He says we have to fully transition to a resilient net zero economy faster. We're not getting there fast enough, according to the ever so energetic John Kerry.
So this year, we have to implement those promises. And what it means is we have to decarbonize the power sector 5 times faster than we are right now. We have to deploy renewables 5 times faster than we are right now. We have to transition to electric vehicles about 20 times faster than we are
except my plane.
Now.
I'm not going to be taking a hang glider.
And we have to fully transition to a resilient net zero economy faster.
Faster.
You say, Joey, he that lies down with dogs shall rise up with kibbles and bits. No, nope. Kibbles and bits. We get a dog to lie down and say, sit. You say, sit. True story. I was a dog trainer once. There's a pit bull fighting in Wilmington. Corn Pop was a bad dude. He didn't fight pit bulls there.
Finally this morning, Rich, GOP Senator Cynthia Loomis. She was the commencement speaker. She's the senator for Wyoming, I believe. She was the commencement speaker at the University of Wyoming. She talked about there only being 2 sexes, and she was booed. Let me just say this. She's apologized for saying this. I don't know why she had to, but she apologized
she
for
apologized.
Saying
she apologized.
Oh. She did. She did. But she was booed for saying this at a commencement speech the other day.
You woke up this morning with more individual freedom in the most creative, divinely inspired nation on earth. The transformations and disruptions I have alluded to are testing those very freedoms. Beyond watch. There are those in government who believe not that the Creator endowed us with inalienable rights, as the founders of our nation acknowledged in the Declaration of Independence, but that government created those rights, and that government should redefine those rights, including our rights to freedom of speech, religion, property, assembly, and to keep and bear arms. Even fundamental scientific truths, such as the existence of 2 sexes, male and female, are subject to challenge these days.
How dare you?
You know, I
die.
And I challenge those of you. I'm not making a comment on the fact that there are people who transition between sexes.
Bill, I hate you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable.
We're in good hands, aren't we, for the next generation?
I wouldn't be able to survive college today.
None of us would.
No.
No, but I'm not sure you survived college when you were in college, so I want to see the transcript.
That's fair.
She has since apologized for that, but I mean, you know.
Apologize for what?
I don't know.
apologizing for?
I guess maybe the rub is that don't do that in a commencement speech. I don't know.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. All right. Thank you, Greg.
No
Excellent
problem.
Stuff. The Dawn show is up. The Zioli show is up next. Dawn will be back tomorrow from 5:30 to 10. Let's do this.
Who won Twitter?
I'm glad this one. This was very early on from Fussiest Missy. Says, Rich, you're now offending 0.00001% of the population, the pickleball lovers of New Jersey. They are now a protected class, according to King Philip the Unaccountable.
Boom. Love it. Well yes. done. Excellent stuff.
Pickleball.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Bill. We will have lots more to talk about, obviously, and we'll see where all this takes us. Let's do this.
And now, Rich Zioli's final thoughts.
Brought to you by Garden State Earthworks. If you have water in your property giving you a headache, soggy yards, damp patio, pool area getting swampy, visit GardenStateEarthworks.com, your drainage solution, 856-848-4444. I'll just say the U.S. Senate race, this battle now, this very, very close between Oz and McCormick, less than 0.1%, is proof that every single vote matters, and you can never, ever, ever think otherwise. It's just the way it goes. We'll see who wins, but I think either Oz or McCormick, whoever emerges, is going to beat John Fetterman in November. Write it down. Take it to the bank. I won't be wrong on this. Have a great rest of your day today, and thank you for listening on Twitter, at Rich Zioli, and thank you to Cherry Hill Volvo for the excellent support that they provide us, Judith, Yosef, the entire team. Volvos are tremendous vehicles with an impeccable safety record, and Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey. Best of all, that is their core value, relationships. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right, working hard to match you with the perfect Volvo and going the extra mile for their customers. They also offer a great lease program called Care by Volvo, and when you take advantage of Care by Volvo, your payments include insurance, prepaid scheduled maintenance, tire and wheel care, 15,000 miles annually, excessive wear coverage, and more. And after just 5 months, you can change to a different Volvo, keep the Volvo you have, or cancel the lease altogether. It simplifies your life. Just go there today. It's minutes over the bridge. Volvo has a huge plant in South Carolina where they make SUVs. They make the S-Class there. You will love driving a Volvo. You'll love the fact that Volvo does so much to support American jobs and manufacturing. And you'll love that Cherry Hill Volvo stands with us as we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, where relationships matter.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.